It has been 10,000 years since woolly mammoths went extinct. Some scientists are dreaming of using advanced DNA sequencing to bring them back, while others are still debating what caused their disappearance in the first place. Jeff St. Clair of member station WKSU in Northeast Ohio reports on that debate.
Veterinarian often spends his afternoons napping.
It's a very soothing sound.
That's napping with a K. He's a master flint napper, fashioning stone tools in his experimental archaeology lab at Kent State University. Aaron is making replica Clovis points, the large, fearsome-looking blades first discovered in the 1920s near Clovis, New Mexico. They were the signature weapon of Paleo-Indian hunters who spread across North America 13,000 years ago. They entered a landscape filled with mythical megafauna, woolly mammoths, mastodons, giant ground sloths, and saber-toothed cats, all of which soon disappeared. Scientists have long debated whether hunters armed with Clovis tips caused these extinctions. Aaron is using his flint-napping skills to find out. Along with a mechanical spear thrower, it's basically a bow calibrated to replicate the speed of a thrown or thrusted spear. Aaron uses lumps of clay to mimic mammoth meat. He's testing how far a Clovis point penetrates.
3, 2, 1. Ooh, nice. So let's see how far it went into this block here. 4 inches. And that's going straight into flesh. No hide, no hair, nothing. I mean, if you were firing this at a actual mammoth, run as quick as you can, because all you're going to do is annoy it.
In a recent study, Aaron and his team fired different-sized Clovis points into the clay meat more than 200 times. They found that, at least in the lab, the large stone weapons are not very good at killing elephant-like creatures.
This evidence suggests that not only did we not cause the extinction of proboscideans, I don't think we could have.
Todd Surivel, an archaeologist at the University of Wyoming, isn't buying it. He spent the past 7 years excavating a site along the Platte River, where he believes Ice Age hunters speared a mammoth and set up camp to butcher it. He has no doubt that Clovis hunters routinely brought down elephants.
I tend to believe the archaeological evidence over this experimental evidence.
Not only that, he thinks these hunters were so adept that soon after arriving in North America, they killed off mammoths, mastodons, and the like.
Anytime humans colonize a new environment, a massive wave of extinctions follows.
It's called the overkill hypothesis. The idea that if Paleo-Indians hadn't arrived here first, Europeans would have met mammoths in the New World. David Meltzer, an archaeologist at Southern Methodist University, says the overkill hypothesis coincided with the emerging environmental movement of the late 1960s.
Earth Day is created in 1970, so all that stuff is swirling around.
While the idea of ancient extinctions at the hands of humans served as a powerful warning, Meltzer says the dozen or so sites where mammoth bones and stone tools were found together are not a smoking gun.
That's one crime we didn't commit. We're guilty of God knows a million other things, but that's not one of them.
He points to massive climate change 15,000 years ago that set processes in motion, wiping out dozens of Ice Age species without human help. The debate over whether we killed them off is more than academic. It holds open the possibility that there may have been a time when humans weren't the most destructive force on the planet. For NPR News, I'm Jeff St. Clair.